As the Blessed Virgin is the mother of holy love and hope, so also is she the mother of faith. As the book of Ecclesiasticus reminds us, I am the mother of fair love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. Father Suarez, who was a one-time chaplain for the papal household, reminds us that the Most Holy Virgin had more faith than all men and angels. She saw her son in the crib at Bethlehem and believed him the creator of the world. She saw him fly from Herod and yet believed him the King of Kings. She saw him born and believed him eternal. She saw him poor and in need of food and believed him the Lord of the universe. She saw him lying on straw and believed him omnipotent. She observed that he did not speak, and she believed him infinite wisdom. She heard him weep and believed him the joy of paradise. And finally, she saw him in death, despised and crucified. And although faith wavered in others, Mary remained firm in the belief that he was her God and Savior. Seeing the Virgin Mary as our mother, a mother who leads us to her son, is important for us to understand. In the Gospel of John, at the scene of our Lord's crucifixion, we read, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. At that moment, Jesus made Mary the mother of the church, and for that reason, she is the spiritual mother of each of us. Pope Francis recently said that we should speak with the Virgin Mary. She is a mother and will give you the grace and inspire you to do God's will. And as Mary is also the queen of our Catholic family, and through her prayers and examples, she will always guide us closer to her son rather than away from him. Pope St. John Paul the Great really gave her the title that then Pope Francis assigned a day of the calendar, but Pope John Paul the Great reminds us that the Blessed Virgin is truly the mother of the church. Although the title Mother of the Church was only recently attributed to Mary, it expresses the Blessed Virgin's maternal relationship with the Bride of Christ, as shown already in several New Testament texts. Since the Annunciation, Mary was called to give her consent to the coming of the Messianic Kingdom, which would take place with the formation of the church. When at Cana, Mary asked the Son to exercise his messianic power, she made a fundamental contribution to implanting the faith in the first community of disciples, and she cooperated in initiating God's kingdom, which has its seed and beginning in the church, as Lumen Gentium reminds us, paragraph 5. On Calvary, Mary united herself to the sacrifice of her son and made her own maternal contribution to the work of salvation, which took the form of labor pains, the birth of the new humanity in the blood of the Lamb. In addressing the words, "Woman, behold your son," to Mary, the crucified one proclaims her motherhood not only in relation to the Apostle John, but to every disciple. The evangelist himself, by saying that Jesus had to die to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad, in John chapter 11, verse 52, indicates the church's birth as the fruit of the redemptive sacrifice with which Mary is eternally, maternally associated. The evangelist St. Luke mentions the presence of Jesus' mother in the first community of Jerusalem, Acts chapter 1, verse 14. In this way, he stresses Mary's maternal role in the newborn church, comparing it to her role in the Savior's birth. The maternal dimension thus becomes a fundamental element of Mary's relationship with the new people of the redeemed. But it was Pope Paul VI that proclaimed Mary Mother of the Church. And the title Mother of the Church thus reflects the deep conviction of the Christian faithful who see in our Blessed Lady not only the mother of the person of Christ, but also of the faithful. She is recognized as Mother of Salvation, Life, and Grace, Mother of the Saved, and Mother of the Living, rightly proclaimed Mother of the Church. St. John Paul II confirmed this as he wrote, "In this way, my venerable predecessor explicitly enunciated the doctrine contained in chapter 8 of Lumen Gentium, hoping that the title of Mary, Mother of the Church, would have an ever more important place in the liturgy and piety of the Christian people. Today we proclaim her the Mother of God, a title given to her at the Council of Ephesus, always to reinforce that her Son is truly the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And in the mystery of the Incarnation, takes flesh from her and then offers that flesh for the life of the world at the sacrifice of Calvary, but also recapitulates it and represents it for all of its power to be realized in our hearts every day that we see him come to us in this Eucharist.